are you through? Is there anyone that would like to speak for the ordinance? For the ordinance. We state your name for the record, please.
Hi, my name is Missy Currier with XTO Energy. Good evening, Mr. Mayor and Council. We appreciate you all being here this evening and considering this ordinance. I am very proud to say that Carlsbad is a key part of our current and future operations. There is currently a 200-person workforce in Carlsbad for XTO and growing as our operations continue to increase throughout the region and the state. XTO's new office building will be the company's regional office for unconventional development in southeastern New Mexico. The new office will be a hub for key engineering and field leadership and will serve as our home base to collaborate and maximize the value of XTO's assets as we serve the Carlsbad and Eddy County and Lee County regions. If you guys approve this sale, our architects continue to work through the building design and we'll keep you updated on that conceptualization. With that in mind, the office right now is scaled to accommodate up to 300 employees and could grow to up to 400. If you have any questions, we'd be happy to take those at this time.
Questions for Ms. Currier? Thank you, Ms. Currier.
Thank you for your consideration.
Anyone else for the ordinance? Mr. Waters.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of the council. Regional office, wow. That gives me tingles going up and down my back. We are the next Midland. We are. I've heard many people say that. The Delaware Basin is our basin. We are the center of that operation, and I'm proud to say that XTO and all of the other companies that are looking at Carlsbad as their center of operation have come here. They could have gone to Reeves County. They could have gone to other places, but they came to Carlsbad, New Mexico. So I am certainly proud I was proud to bring these folks to Mike Commandus and Steve McCutcheon a couple of years ago when we were talking about we had some lots out there on that side, and we've had two fantastic projects come out of that, and I think it's something that the entire community can be very proud of. These are permanent jobs. These are going to be here a long time. As you know, Midland hadn't gone anywhere for the last 65 years, but growing. And so that means a lot for us. We need to plan for the future, and you know, these kinds of jobs are the ones that our kids and our grandkids can come back and have their entire lives. So I'm thrilled to death. The Department of Development definitely supports XTO in this, and I'm also thrilled that XTO is in our community. They've joined the Department of Development, the Chamber, and other organizations. So they're part of our community now. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else?